Today's Shiurim Sechtachun Daf Mem Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph at the top line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Nikva Kenafa. If the trachea, the cutter, the was punctured Kenafa like a sieve, Mitzdarf and Laruba, the holes combine to compose a majority of the circumference of the trachea. And as Rashi points out, what the Gemara means to actually say here, that not only do we combine the holes when we make this calculation, but even the spaces between the holes are also included to make this decision. It says the Gemara Masor of Yemiya from the Brisa that says, Uba Goylus, we speak about a skull, Sheyesh by Nekev Echad Oruch, that has one long hole, Afil Yesh by Nekovim Harbe, or if there are many small holes, Mitzdarf and Malik Magdich, they combine to be the size of a hole that's made by a drill, which the Mishnah says that if you have a skull that is not whole, it won't give off, as we've spoken in previous shiurim, it won't give off tumas oil. And Beis Hillel says that a hole that's large enough to kill a living person makes it into a deficient skull. And the Gemara, Masechta Bechiras, means that it's to hold the size of something that was drilled by a surgeon's drill. So here we're learning, if it's long enough, says the Gemara, that the total area amounts to that size hole, or, says Rashi, if you have a group of small holes combining, it could combine, if you have enough, it will combine to that shear. Alma, so we see, kiven the shear mali magdach, the shear, as we just said, is the size of a hole made by a drill. So therefore, all these small holes, lamala magdach mechtarfim, they combine to that shear. So suggest the Gemara, hachanami, in the case where you have a kana with a hole, kiven the shear kisser, the halacha is, as our Mishnah says, as the Mishnah we're going to learn, on Daf Nun Dal, it says that the shear of the hole is the size of an iser. So all these small holes suggest the Gemara, l'chisim mitztarfim, that they all combine to that shear. Says the Gemara, even if it's not a majority, but our Gemara asked the Gemara, our shear began by saying mitztarfim l'ruba, that they combine for roif. Answers the Gemara Ishta Mitzvah, Rav Yirmiya forgot, Hodom Rav Chelbom Rav Chama Baguria Marav, Nekovin Shesh Bechasarin, when you have holes that take away from the trachea skin, the paste that's left empty, they could combine even if they're the size of an Isser. However, if the holes aren't that significant, they're just holes in the skin, but there's no missing skin. So in order for that animal to be a trefa, it's only a trefa if they combine to the shear of the roiv, the majority of the circumference of the trachea. So when we started the shear, that the holes combine to the shear of ruba, we're speaking about when it has holes without missing skin. There, the shear is not an iser. There, the shear is Kamale Karoiba. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rabba Babachana Amar Bishu Malevi, Nitla Himen Ritsua, if some of the skin running along the length of the trachea was removed, so that then it combines to the Shia Mitztarfus Lakisser. Even though it's narrower than an Isser, the animal will be traif if we combine the entire area of missing skin and will have the size of an iser, which is a coin. Continues the Gemara, by my name, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachmeni, Mirushu ben Levi. Nikva kanafa, if the trachea was punctured like a sieve, what is the halach? Amalei, haray amru. Then we just say, as says the Gemara, nekavim shesh bechasarin, if the holes represent missing skin, then the halach is mitztarfin l'keser, then the shear will be an iser if we have missing skin. And if the shear is an iser, when we have missing skin, all these many holes will combine together to that shear. Whereas, if the hole is ein b'chsarin, doesn't have any missing skin, so then the shear is not an iser, then the shear will be roiv, and the various holes, says the Gemara, mitstarfen l'ruba, will be mitstarf to that shear of a roif. Says the Gemara. Be'ufumai. So now ask the Gemara, we've been speaking about an animal that trachea has a hole. So once the Gemara wants to know what's going to be a loch by bird. Omer of Yitzchok bar Nachmeni, l'dei mefarshalei minei de Rebbe Lozer, after we cut around the part that has the hole, we cut it around to form a flap. One of the flap over the mouth of the trachea, and im chayfus roiv akana, if that flap is able to cover majority of the opening of the trachea, the animal is a treifa. Vimlav, if it doesn't cover that much up, then it's kshera. Amar papa. And Rapapa tells you, if you want to remember how to understand this Gemara, Simanach Nafya. The halach is, it has to be like a sieve. The part that's cut has to cover most of the mouth of the tube. It looks like a sieve that's covering the head, the top of a vessel. And the shear will be that if it's big enough, the hole is big enough that it could cover up that much space, then it's going to be considered a treifa. Says the Gemara, niftecha kedelis, what's going to be when there's a different type of a hole? Where a piece of the trachea was partially cut out, so it looks like a flap, like a door that opened and shut. Says the Gemara, the shear in those cases will be, arav nachum kedeshi kodes isla rachbay. The animal's considered a treifa is when the flap is open, it's large enough for an iser to enter the opening of that tube. Nizdika, Sakti Gemara, what's the halacha if this trachea was split, Nizdika, was split down its length? Amar Rava, filo nishtaba chili achas lamala. Even if there's only one ring at the top and one ring achas lamata, and there's one ring at the bottom, as we've been speaking, that the corner is made up of a number of rings that look like horseshoes, kshera. Says the Gemara, Maru kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, this was halacha, was said to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, ma chulia mechulia to come rav. What is he speaking about these chulias? So he says, el eimo, what he meant to say was, lo nishtai ba el mashu lamala mashu lamata, as long as the slightest amount of the kana is left on the top and the bottom of the kana intact, kshera. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kameh Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. They said this over to Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amru Yadin Chavrin Bavloy Lefrush Kai Tama. Do our colleagues from Bavol understand how to paskin? In other words, he was saying this is such a brilliant way of looking at this halacha, and he was complimenting. And what the reason is, because Rabbi Yonason was originally born in Bavel, and he actually came to Eretz Yisrael. And he was praising him, that the Gemara at the beginning said that in order for the kana to be considered still a kosher kana, not a treifa, is when it's split, then you have left over a chulia on the top and a chulia on the bottom. And here we're saying that even the smallest amount is enough. But I did see that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch all say that the amount that's left over, even though they're saying that even a minimal amount left over is satisfactory, but that minimal amount that's left over has to be left over in a makom shechita, in a place where shechita can be conducted. If it's outside the area where shechita can be done, that would not be, then the animal will be a treifa. Says the Gemara Tanner, Rav Chiya by Yosef Kamed Rav Yochanan. Kol atzav kosh kulay, the entire neck of the animal is kosh l'shchita, is an acceptable place to do shchita. But tabas kedoyla, from the tabas kedoyla, which we learned many times, is at the head of the kana, ad kanfei reya techtaina, until, as we're going to be learning very, very extensively in our shiurim in Mitzvah Shem, that the kana goes into the lung, into the reya, and the halacha is that even it goes into the place where there are lobes, as we're going to be discussing in the reya, up to there is a good place for shechita. Amarava, tachtoina shel yona. That means when we're speaking about this case, we're speaking about that the animal is hanging from its hind legs. So the upper portion of the lung, when one removes the lung and allows it to dangle, is the top of the reya. Shani Emma, and he explains what is the place where a shechita could be done. Kol shebeta sheta savar v'roya. Any spot, any part of the animal, which when it extends its neck, it stretches out the necks and grazes. That is all included in the neck area. Uvad, but says the Gemara, shleitonis. The only time that this is acceptable is if the animal stretched its neck on its own. But if the animal was forced to stretch the neck, then that's not going to be considered an acceptable place for shechita. And what the Gemara meant to say is that the lower part, the brisa means, is the part of the lung which is upside down when you're hanging the lung, the animal from its lung, from its feet. By Rav Chanina, V'tem Rav Chananya, Onsa Atzma Mahu. We keep on speaking about that the neck is the place that it sticks out, stretches when it's eating. And the Gemara said it has to be where it stretches itself naturally under normal circumstances. What the Gemara now is asking, where the animal sort of forced itself to stretch its neck. Do we say, that's where the animal stretched its neck, so ever the animal stretched its neck, that is considered part of the animal? Or do we say that since it's unusual for the animal to stretch itself that way, that's not a makom shechita? And Rashi explains, since we have here a suffix, that should not be a place that we do shechita on. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nafik Milsa ben Ayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish were sitting and learning together, and together they were mechadish the following halacha. Anas b'simonim, if the shochet forced the animal to stretch its neck, v'shochat, and then he shechted the animal in such a fashion, the halacha will be pasla, that will be not considered, it will not be considered a valid shechita. Nikav ha-kana l'mata menachaza, if the kana has a hole, but it's below the spat, it's already where it's, as the Gemara is going to speak about soon, facing the breast of the animal, nidin kareya. It's considered like it's a hole in the reya. And we've learned many times in our shiurim that there's a difference between a hole in the reya versus a hole in the kana. A hole in the kana is only a problem if it's a hole that's bigger, more than 50% of the kana. We've spoken many times. If the kana has a hole that only represents 49% of the kana, and the shoichet cuts it to 51%, it's going to be a valid shechita. But as we've mentioned, and we're going to learn very extensively, when we speak about the reya, a reya that has a lung that has even the most minimal hole is considered a trefa. And now the question is, this spat in the animal, is it treated like the kana, or is it treated like the reya? The Gemara is saying, since it's past the spat where shechita may be done, it's considered like the reya, and even the smallest hole would make a trefa. Tana Bonim. So since we just mentioned the breast of the animal, ask the Gemara, Eze Chaza, exactly where is the Chaza? And it's, of course, very important to know, because we know that a carbon shlomim is kachim kalim, that's eaten, that the owners get a shear. But even though the owners get most of the meat, the halacha is that the Chaza, which is the breast, and the shoik, which is the thigh of the animal, are given to the kahanim. And now we need to understand exactly where is the chaza. Is a chaza, sektamar zera is a karka. It's the part of the animal that faces the ground. Says the Gemara, lamata aratsavar, and it extends downward all the way to the neck, and lamala, and it extends on the other side aratkeres up to the stomach. Chaytech, and continues the Gemara to tell us, chaytech shtei tzolos mishtei defanis, you have to cut off two ribs from the two sides of the animal. In other words, you want to make sure that you'll be able to take all, got all of the cut on. So you take off a little more from both sides of the meat. It says the Gemara v'zeu nitan l'kahanim. We learned in the Mishnah that one of the examples of a trefa is nikav krum shemayach. If the membrane around the brain has a puncture in it, any puncture in it that will make the animal and trefa. And of course, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, since we know that the entire function of an animal, human being the same, emanates from the person's brain. So that's why, and the nervous system starts from the brain and it goes through the spinal cord that we're going to be discussing. So here the Mishnah is saying that any puncture in the moyach will make the animal a trefa. To which the Gemara comments, Ram v'shmul amit tavayu, kima aloi, the brain, the skull, has two membranes around it. Says Gemara, kima aloi, if the upper membrane was punctured, afgav d'loi link of tatar, even if the lower membrane is not punctured, the halacha Tosfos explains is that if the outer membrane, which is the thicker membrane, is punctured, this animal will not be able to survive. And therefore, even though the bottom membrane did not have a puncture, this animal with the hole in the outer membrane will be not surviving, will be a trefa. For Amrullah, but then there's another version, ad inkif tatar. It's not considered a trefa only when the bottom one, only when both membranes have a hole. To which the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni, the simonach, what's the simon? Chais de mancha manka, the pouch in which the brain lies. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Babachan, Amar Shmuel ben Levi, says the Gemara, connect the bebeitza nikar. This part that the is we have the same around the testicles of an animal. He's saying that just the testicle has a pouch and then there are two membranes. Here too, the brain is the same thing. Says the Gemara, says the Rishonim, in discussing the Shilam. The Rosh Paskins, that an animal with a punctured brain membrane is not considered a trefa unless both membranes are punctured. Dagos Oshri, quoting the Bahag, says that an animal with a punctured membrane is a trefa, and he says it doesn't make a difference which membrane it is, the outer or the inner. The Ruf Paskins, that an animal with a puncture in the inner membrane is a trefa, but it's not considered a trefa if only the outer membrane is punctured. The Rach says that if a worm is found in the outer membrane of an animal's brain and the inner membrane appears intact, the animal is not a trefa. Says the Agos Ashri that this Rach apparently agrees with the Rif that a punctured outer membrane does not make an animal trefa. The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, tells us that Titus, the Roman emperor, felt invincible after he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and he, so to speak, challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fight him. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at that point is sent a small fly, which entered through one of Titus' nostrils and pecked at his brain for 7 years, causing him terrible pain. Says the Mordechai, that this is a raya to the psak of the Rech. The worm inside the brain does not render one trefa, because we see that Titus was able to survive 7 years, even though he was in pain. It's So we see that the outer membrane having a hole will not make an animal a treifa. Tysus, however, says that although an animal with a punctured brain as a treifa cannot survive, Titus was able to survive because maybe it wasn't a normal situation. Since this ant entered his brain through his nostrils, it didn't make a hole in the brain. Another pshat that Tysus suggests is that animals cannot be compared to humans. There's certain defects which are fatal to animals and not to humans. So since the fact that Tita survived 7 years with this hole in the brain has no indication what will be the halacha by an animal with a hole in the brain. The Yad of Rom says that perhaps Titus was taka treifa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, made a nes that he survived for 7 years to make him suffer for all the terrible things he did to Klal Yisrael. So, therefore, the story of Titus can't be used as a raya from to what we're discussing. It would be in the same category, something we discussed in a previous year of Emaskirim Maisanisim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Shimon ben Kapara. Mayach, when we speak about the brain, whatever is in the brain, whatever is in the skull, nidna kamayach. Hisach lememshach, anything that starts extending past the brain, nidna kachut shidra, is considered like the spinal cord. Ask the Gemara, and what is the spot that it starts to extend from? Umehechen mascha limashach, says the Gemara, Amrei Vitzchak ben Nachmeni, ledei mefash lemenei der vishum belevi, kimin shnei pulin menachal gabdera, there's at the bottom of the brain, it looks like two beans that are on top of a pot. Menapulim of them, anything that's towards the brain from there is considered like the brain. Anything on the other side of these two pulin are considered outside the brain. And says the Gemara, or pulim atzman, when we speak about this area, which we said is the beginning of the brain, any idea, I'm not sure how to treat it. Should it be treated like the brain, or should it be treated like the spinal cord? Mstabra says, to me, it makes more sense to be treating it like the brain. Says, Rabbi Yirmiyah examined the bird, and he saw indeed that where the brain began, it was like two beans standing there. Says the Gemara further, we learned in the Mishnah, the nikav halev le beisa chalola. If the heart was punctured into the chambers, the animal's a treifa. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, what did the Mishnah mean to say with this? Le beisa chalal cotton, le beisa chalal godel. The heart is made up of two chambers. And there's the right chamber, which is the smaller chamber, and the left chamber, which is the larger chamber. And the Gemara says, what is meant when we said it has a hole all the way to the chamber? Amalei Abaye Maita Balak, to which Abaye comments, I'm not sure I understand your question. Milei Tanan, then we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer Ach Tanoikos Lebeisa Sponus, that the animal is not a trefa until it reaches the saponus, which are the bronchi of the lung. When we spoke about the hole penetrating, it penetrates the main bronchi, the main simple. So the same thing, when we're speaking about the heart, presumably it means the larger chamber of the heart, the one on the left. It says the Gemara, the comparison is very weak. Hasam, when we speak about the ray, about the lung, the Mishnah said, Lebeis has some ktonis ktoni. Lebech the shavchis subhanis kula. The primary bronchi where everything pours into. However, by the heart, the Mishnah uses different words. V'ochel lebeis chalol ktoni. And when we speak about the chamber, there should be no difference. Mali chol godl, mali chol katan. Any hole that goes into the chamber, it doesn't make a difference, the larger chamber or the smaller. The Mefarshim ask, why when the Mishnah speaks about, the Gemara we just learned, about the heart, does it add the words lebeis chalolam? Says, so one pshat I saw the pace, Padish Yosef explains that we know that when Mitzrayim was afflicted by the Makkos, one of the first Makkos was Sephardeia. And what Sephardeia really means that the frogs entered everywhere. If it entered anywhere, so if it entered the body of Paroi, then why should we not be concerned that they will enter the heart? So that says the Gemara, that says the Parashat Yosef, the Pasuk says, Hechpadati Yislibai. Hechpadati means to make hard. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he made the heart hard, and therefore the Tzfardeim cannot function. So there are many answers to the question that we gave, asked, why by the heart does it say Beis Chalola? Tosfos says that since the flesh by the heart is very thick, I would think that the animal will become a trefa, even though it doesn't go all the way in. Because you could have a significant hole, even without it puncturing all the way through. Teaches us the Mishnah, that's only a trefa if it goes all the way towards the inside, all the way till the inside. Says the other pshat, says the Rashba, is based on what we just learned in the Gemara. That if we didn't have the words Beis Chalola, as the Gemara just taught, we would think that it's only on the left chamber which the hole makes a treif. Teaches us the Gemara, it's even on the right. Another pshat that the Bach says, that the Mishnah is teaching us that even if the hole is not into the empty spot, it's going through the, goes through all the way, the Besar Halev, the flesh, it's going to be very treif. Says the Gemara. Nikvalev, as we've been discussing, lebeis chalola. If there's a ho, says the Gemara further. Kanalev, when we speak about the pipe of the lev, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what that means. Rav Amar, Rav says that even if it has a small hole, that the halacha is that it's a trefa, and Shmuel Amar. And Shmuel says it's a trefa only when it has a whole beroif. So first, immediately ask the Gemara, Hainiyu Knei Lev. What does that mean? What is the Knei Lev? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Ba Yitzchak Amar Rav, Chelo Shagab Befanis. It's the fat that is on top of the walls of the heart. Ask the Gemara, the Fanis Sakadatach, the fat that's on the side of the animal, that's near a heart. Is it so crucial? Ella, what we're speaking about, says the Gemara, is the fat that's gabe doifne reya, the pipe, the fat that's on the wall of the lungs. And because that fat runs along the spine, and since it runs along the spine, it becomes a very important part of the animal. Amar memeshmei to Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, when we speak about the animal and how the animal looks, Tlosa kana have the three pipes that branch off from the trachea after it goes into the chest of the animal. And the Gemara explains, Chad parish leliba, one goes off to the heart, Chad parish lerei, one goes off to the lungs, Chad parish lekavda, and one goes off to the liver. It says the Gemara, the rei kareya, the heart, the pipe that goes into the lung, is treated like the lung. And as we've been saying in our shir, when we speak about the lung, the halacha is that even the slightest hole will make it into a trefa. The kavda kekavda. When we speak about the liver, the halacha is that it's treated like the liver. What the halacha is that a liver is only, the animal is only a trefa if the entire liver is missing. The liba, when we speak about the heart, that's what we have in machlokes. And Ramabachia said, as we said previously, says the Ramabachia mas nipcha. The reya, the pipe that goes to the reya is treated like the liver. It's not a trefa unless it's completely removed. The kavda, the hole that goes to the liver, is treated like the Reya, that the smallest hole are disqualified. The Liba, and as we said a moment ago, when we speak about the heart, there's a machlokes. Says the Gemara, Azar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Amar l'shmatza kamei de Shmuel. He said over this halacha to Shmuel. Amar l'ihacha amar abba, if that's what Rav said, says the Gemara, lo yada betreif l'klum, then he doesn't really know much. Then he doesn't really know much, he said, about Hilchas Treifa. The Gemara is saying that he doesn't understand what is and isn't crucial in the makeup of an animal. Nishbar HaShedra, we learned in the Mishnah, if the spine is broken or if the spinal cord is severed, the animal is a Treifa. Says Ma'atan Rabbanachuta Shidri Shenifsik Berubai. If an animal, most of the spinal cord was broken, it's going to be, it's a going, nifsak berubai, only if a majority was torn, then it's going to be treifa divri rebbe. And Rabbi Yaakov Omer, afila nikov. Rabbi Yaakov says that even if it has a minimal hole, then the halacha is that it will be treifa. The spine is made up of a number of vertebrae that go along the length of the animal, and on top of them is the spinal cord. Amar Rav Huna, to which Rav Huna says, Ein halacha k'Rav Yaakov. The halacha does not follow the opinion of Yaakov. Says the Gemara v'kama ruba, and what is roiv? That when is the spinal cord, what is considered the majority of the spinal cord? Rav amar roiv aroi, a majority of the skin. If the majority of skin around the spinal cord is severed, that skin is called the meninges, the animal's trepha. Even if this nerve tissue, which is in the spinal cord, was not separated at all, amriloi, but the other opinion holds, roiv meichai. It has to be most of the material that's in the spinal cord. Says the Gemara, mandam roiv meichai, the mandam that says that if most of the mayach is missing, it's a treifa. Koshkein roiv oirei. If you don't have the skin, you don't have the meat to protect it, then certainly going to become a treifa. L'mandam roiv oirei. But now ask the Gemara, according to the opinion that says that roiv oirei is what makes the animal a treifa, wants the Gemara to know, roiv meichamai, what will be the halacha if most of the inner material is missing? Says the Gemara, Toshma da omni nivli omrafuna, ruba shamar roiv ira. Mayach says, and he clearly indicates, when we speak about the mayach, when we speak about the material in the spinal cord, loimalo loimarid, it doesn't make a difference in this question. Says the Gemara, Nosim bar Avin, have yosak hamei de rav, bodak baroiv of iroi. He looked, when he was looking at the spine of the animal, he looked at the meat and most of the skin is severed. The kabbadik b'rei meich, and he also looked at the meich material. Amalei said, so he said to him, im roiv oirikayim, if most of the skin is still there, meich zeh, checking the meich part, and a malvay lemarid. Says the Gemara, amarabba b'bachana, amarabba yishuv b'levi nesmarach, if the material inside the spinal cord was liquefied, then pasul. It's going to become considered as a treifa. Is a nismarach puzzle. If it be liquefied, it's puzzle. Nismasmis puzzle. If it's softened, it's puzzle. Of course, Rashi asked the obvious question. If the halacha is that if it's softened, it's puzzle, so certainly if it's liquefied, it's puzzle. So Rashi explains that if the Gemara would have only said one of those two words, we would say that it means liquefied. When it has both words, it's obvious that one word means liquefied and one means even just softened. And says the Gemara, Eiz Hamrocha v'Eiz Hamsasa. Which is Hamrocha, which is Hamsasa? Says the Gemara, Hamrocha means Kol Shenishba Keshitayim. As we've been learning, it's completely liquefied. Memesasa, it means Kol She'enayach Lamayit. It has become so soft that the spinal cord cannot stand upright. Barab Yimya, any yachalavda mekay kaifai. If it became so heavy, and that's why it can't stand, what will be the halacha? and the Gemara says Teiku. By Rav Amrei, this asnes, if the material of inside the spinal cord softened, it's possible. However, this nizmazmes, if it's not as thick as it normally is, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Braisa teaches us, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Behemish nizmazmes moichai, an animal who the nerve in the material inside the spinal cord lost substance is already trefa. Isn't this clearly contradicting what the Beirav taught us? As says the Gemara, the right way of learning that Braisa is nesmasmus iter, that it's softened, not just that it lost some substance. Says the Gemara, is that a true understanding of what we just learned? Aini, says the Gemara, for Levi of Yosef Mesusa, Levi was sitting in the bathhouse. Chazi Lugavro, the Tario Lureshe, saw a person who smashed his head into the wall. And the smazmis marcha the dain. When he examined him, he saw that the brain lost some substance. Says the Gemara, didn't he mean to say lav de loichaya? Didn't he mean to say that the person would not survive? But isn't that contradicting what we just learned, that if it's just the smazmis, the animal's not a trefa? Says the Gemara, Amar Bai, that wasn't what he meant to say. Loi, what he meant to say was that if a person was afflicted that way, ain't a moilid, he's going to be damaged, that he won't be able to have children. And the way the Mefarshim explained, Rashi explains, that the ability to reproduce for a human being, a male, comes from the brain. And therefore, if the brain was damaged this way, that human being will not be able to have children. Ask the Gemara. We've spoken about the spinal cord. We said that the spinal cord, it begins at the entrance to the brain. And we spoke, now continues the Gemara, how far down does the spinal cord go? At Hechen Chut HaShedra, how far down does the Chut HaShedra go? Says the Gemara, Amri Vidum Shmuel, at Bein HaProshes. The spinal cord begins to branch out above the animal's hind legs. One branch of the cord goes down one leg, another branch goes down the other leg, and the middle branch continues towards the tail. About two etzpos further back, the cord again branches into three. And then it continues branching off until the end. If the spinal cord is severed anywhere between the brain and the place of these branches, the animal is certainly a trefa. The question here is, if it's severed below the place of these branches, the animal is not a trefa, since the cord has been severed at a point where that isn't essential for the life of the animal. So, to get the wording correct, the branches are called paroshes. The place from where they begin to branch off is called, the place where it branches off is called the pria paroshes, the mouth of it. And then, when, as we said, there are many rows of paroshes, the area between the branches is called the Bein HaProshes. Says the Gemara of Yitzchak Badimi, Rav Dimi by Yitzchak, have a kabbal mezle Bechazoi. He wanted to travel to the city of Bechazoi. Oslo Kamed Rav Yehuda, Amalei, Lichvi Mara Bein HaProshes Hacha. Could you please demonstrate to me exactly where is the Bein HaProshes? Amalei, so he said to him, Zil Eisle Gedi, bring me a goat, Vachvilach, we'll open it up and I'll show you. Eisle Gedi Shemena, so he brought him a fat goat, and he took off the skin. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yehuda said, the branches are so embedded in the fat, and I can't really be able to identify the precious and the brave and the precious. So says the Marais Lekachish, they brought him a skinny one that didn't have the problem with the fat. Amalei, belitin tfei, the bones stick out too much, and again, for lo yidi, I can't identify the place. Amalei, so Yehuda then said to him, since we're having a hard time figuring this out by demonstration, says ta agmar gemara, I'll teach you a gemara. Hacha mishmul, arach is trefa, a break in the spinal cord anywhere from the neck until the first section of the cord between the branches, the animal's trefa. Shlishis, a break in the third section of the parashas is kosher. And sheni, when it's in the second section, because as we said, there are different sections as the cord branches off, he says, any idea, I can't tell you if that would make the animal a treifa or not.